Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another move to drop congestion pricing, but not from the Trump administration, this time from a group here in New York City. Let's get the story from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning. Yeah, you know, we've been talking for a couple of years now about lawsuits challenging congestion pricing because of environmental concerns. Now we have the New York Coalition Against the Congestion Pricing Tax taking a legal action where they question the economic impact in these first 4 months of congestion pricing. We spoke with the group's President Susan Lee, explaining the new angle of their fight.
When we look at these, the implementation of congestion pricing, we notice that certain businesses down, especially in Chinatown and lower Manhattan, had suffered tremendously. And also jobs have been affected.
Now, she tells us their attorney sent a letter Monday to the DOJ asking for intervention. Now, we did get a statement from a spokesperson for the governor in response to this. In part, it says that congestion pricing, they say, was implemented in accordance with the law, and courts have dismissed many other frivolous arguments against the program, and that congestion pricing is working. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
New York City Council Speaker Adrian Adams announces new money to help clean up a stretch of Liberty Avenue in Richmond Hill.
The City Council approved a $50,000 allocation to the Center for Employment Opportunities to provide supplemental services for 5 days a week through June 30. Yeah, that deserves a woo-hoo.
The plan includes additional street sweeping and more.
We're also proud to have launched a new interagency task force, which includes the Department of Sanitation, NYPD, and the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection to enforce city regulations on vending and ensure our sidewalks are accessible to everybody.
And
finally, work on and have an establishment of a new Merchants Association for Liberty Avenue right here in the Great 28. Long time come.
And she adds they're teaming up with Community Board 10 to install no standing signs for at least part of the day to help ease traffic congestion. Another local Catholic school is closing. Mount Carmel Holy Rosary School in East Harlem will shut down at the end of this school year. In making the announcement, the Archdiocese of New York noted that only 63 students are currently enrolled for next year, which is well below what is needed to keep the school operational. The pressure now on the feds to fix the issues at Newark Airport, which persisted Tuesday. FlightAware says some 340 departures and arrivals were delayed. 114 flights were canceled. The FAA is reportedly trying to bring in air traffic control supervisors from around the country to the facility in Philadelphia that also controls the airspace around Newark Liberty. And it's not just a people problem.
On Thursday, Secretary Duffy plans to unveil his plan for that new technology, for the upgrades to the air traffic control system. It's likely to be a multi-billion dollar, multi-year effort, but it would be a step forward here. There's no question the FAA is dealing with antiquated equipment that's decades old.
That's correspondent Chris Van Cleve. The chain reaction of delays started with an equipment blackout last Monday, which led to some air traffic controllers in Philly to take trauma leave. Could be long lines at DMV offices around the country this week. That's as the requirement for a real ID kicks in today to fly domestically. Robert Sinclair of AAA Northeast says if you have a passport, you're good.
I remember 20 years ago, passport penetration rate was only in the 20 percentile range. Now it's upwards of 48-49%. And a passport can be used in lieu of a real ID. So there's no need to panic. You know, if your flight isn't coming up anytime soon, then you'll be okay, and there is that other alternative means.
On the flip side,
you do not have your real ID, and you're going to take that domestic flight. You need to treat it like it's an international flight, and that you need to get there 3 hours before your scheduled departure. Usually the advice is 2 hours before domestic flights and 3 hours before international flights.
And remember, if your name no longer matches your birth certificate, most likely because you're a woman who got married, you will need to bring extra paperwork to get that real ID, including your marriage certificate. Remember the state trooper who claimed he was shot during a traffic stop and then that turned out not to be true? He's apparently ready to fess up.
Thomas Macias is expected to walk into the courthouse here in Nassau County, and sources tell 1010 Winds he will plead guilty. The 27-year-old former state trooper is accused of shooting himself in the leg, but then lying about it. The DA says Macias claimed a driver on the Southern State Parkway shot him, and a multi-state manhunt happened for that alleged suspect. Authorities say after many months of investigating, they found several inconsistencies in Macias' story and a lack of body cam video. He is charged with tampering with physical evidence, falsely reporting an incident, and official misconduct. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Turns out a Utah man won't be standing trial on terrorism charges here in New York. He's accused of threatening a synagogue in the city, but has been found unfit for criminal prosecution.
23-year-old Luis Ramirez tweeted that in a past life he went by the alias Adolf Hitler and threatened to kill Jews at the Central Synagogue in Midtown. The
NYPD was actually notified by a private organization that monitors online threats.
Dave Stewart, who runs counterterrorism at the Manhattan DA's office, says Ramirez drove here from Utah and was arrested at the Lincoln Tunnel, but he's been found mentally unfit to stand trial.
The judge ordered him to be committed to a psychiatric facility for the remainder of a potential sentence.
About 3.5 years. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New details about teens with alleged gang ties arrested in an attack on police in Midtown. One is just 12 years old. Three more are still being sought.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch used graphic terms describing what she says was a targeted attack against cops in Times Square Friday night.
The officers engaged the group and attempted to break up what appeared to be a Wolfpack-style robbery.
She says they were pelted with scooters and other makeshift weapons. Mayor Adams joined with the commissioner in saying the gang database has been crucial in identifying suspects.
We have been able to stop them from taking a foothold in our city.
Officials say there are 240 arrests associated with 37 identified gang members. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The search is on for the suspects in a pair of attacks in the subway. Last Thursday afternoon, police say a 73-year-old woman was on board an E-train when another woman started yelling at her and then got off at the 53rd Street stop. The woman punched her several times in the face before taking off. Sunday night at the Myrtle Wyckoff Avenue subway station, police say somebody came up to an MTA employee out of nowhere, smacked her in the head with an umbrella. We'll have video of both suspects going up at 1010winds.com. A new TikTok trend has forced at least three schools in Connecticut to be evacuated in the past week. That's after students started sticking pencils and other items into the charging ports of their Chromebooks, causing them to heat up and catch fire. The superintendent of Connecticut's Newington School District telling NBC4 she can't understand why anyone would do this, not only because of the danger, but because these devices are so expensive. So far, no reports of any injuries. Today's the day the newly renovated Larry Doby Field officially opens in Patterson. This is a $2.8 million project that honors this hometown legend, a baseball Hall of Famer who broke the color barrier in the American League. Mayor Andre Saia spoke to 1010 Wins.
To us, Larry Doby is second to none in the city of Patterson. Never forgot where he was from. He starred in so many sports at Eastside High School. As a matter of fact, it's so interesting. When you look at his high school yearbook, he mentions football and basketball, but no mention of baseball.
Well, the renovation includes new dugouts, lights, benches, and Doby's name and number emblazoned on the field.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go.